Hi there, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo again, and we're going to try to complete the fifth part of the piece of literature that the Lord gave me several years ago called Here I Am. And then we have a couple of nice letters and some commentaries and scripture reading. The Lord willing. Now let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to, Father, we ask that you make our will the same as yours in this message and in everything that we do. Lord, we ask that your will be done here on earth, and therefore we know that we're praying to you that you will do here on earth through us as instruments of yours, as you have already accomplished in the kingdom of heaven. And we know that you want your kingdom established here on earth just as it is in heaven, and we are instructed by your word to tell people that the kingdom of heaven is at hand in us. Your word says that the kingdom of heaven does not come with observation, because the kingdom of heaven is within, inside of us. Because you are the kingdom of heaven. You're the fullness, Lord Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And in you, we are more than conquerors. We are more than complete. We are more than able to do all the things that you are desirous of doing in and through us. It is not by our power, our might, or our carnal brain, but by your spirit. That's why our minds must be filled with your word, which is spirit and life, and our heart, soul, and body must be filled with your mind, your word, your spirit. Lord, you even tell us the things that we're supposed to eat, and this is in your word. You've never changed those eating laws, the things that we should eat and the things we shouldn't. And many people today are dying like flies because they pay no attention to your instructions to us, to the human race, for life and life more abundantly. We prayed, Lord, that by this message that everything is from you and that it quickens into the ears, the hearts, the souls, the minds of everyone listening to the church, that they may be strengthened, edified, lifted up onto higher ground, and that many millions of souls will be saved. Lord, I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right. So, where's the first letter from?
From Cameroon, Africa.
Cameroon. All right. So let's hear what they say.
Good day, wonderful man of God. I just want to thank our all-powerful God who has made it possible for me to get in touch with your literature. It's just 2 weeks now since I came across your literature, and I have read four of them. They are so fascinating and life-transforming. In short, Pastor, I will confess that for several years now, there has been a deep hunger in me crying out for a deeper knowledge of God somewhere, in which I have been wondering for where the deep answers would be in the world. But just for a twinkle of an eye, I am face to face with that deeper understanding. In short, I want to say I am overwhelmed with the literature. Our God is so good. Well, Pastor, with the joy that is in me now, I don't know how to express my feelings, just to praise Him. There is just a lot I have to discuss as touching some key points I came across as I studied through the literature, and also some of my handicaps as touching the move into the spiritual realm. The mysteries of God that are embedded in you are so marvelous that only one who is spiritually alert can comprehend them, like the offices of God, like Jesus being the fullness of the Godhead, the transformation from Father, God, to God-man, Son, to Holy Spirit after resurrection. These are beyond religion and the natural man. Jesus being the triune God bodily, not the doctrine of Antichrist, which talks of a three distinct persons, Trinity. This is a harlotry doctrine from the mother of harlots, the
right,
Roman Catholics.
And the world must disassociate themselves from anything that is contrary to the Word of God, because anything that disassociates, or any time we would disassociate ourselves from the way that the Lord wants us to go, then this is a definite distraction, and is extremely dangerous for us to do. So we are not to, we're to disassociate ourselves from anyone that doesn't have the same purpose that we have. Now, as I was talking about vision the other day, that doesn't have the same vision we do. Disassociate ourselves from anyone that doesn't think and believe the same way that we do. We are to help people get into the kingdom of heaven. And anything that distracts us from that, we are to disassociate ourselves from, because it is it would be against the will of the Lord for us to be involved with such a thing as that. We have to let people know that we have our course, and we have to take time out to pray every day, and we have to take time to read, and we have to take time to witness and testify to win souls and bring them into that what we have. Even if we have a wife, she must have the same goal, the same vision that we do, because two cannot walk together unless they have the same vision. Amen?
Amen.
Must be the same vision. And when we have that vision, as I said the other day in the message, that there will be many people that will help us, and then there will be a lot of people that will rise up to hinder us. But we have to not let them distract us from what we have to do. The reason that they try to distract or criticize what we do is because they have too much idle time on their hands, and they're too easily led by the powers, the spirit of Satan. And so if we disassociate ourselves from them, they'll see that God means more to us, and that we believe the absolute, the infallible Word of God more than we believe their criticism. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're doing what the Lord says, we're beyond criticism to God. The only one I don't want to criticize me is God. And the rest of the world, if they do that, that's their problem. And they're going to have to stand judgment for it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So disassociation is very good. We can't run with the same kind of people that are not involved with the same vision that we're involved with. I have a vision, and that is to win millions of souls for the Lord, and to train many thousands, if possible, millions of people to be pastors, also to open churches throughout the entire world. I want to train you, and the Lord wants me to train you, and all you need to do is just call us. You can be a distributor to start out with, and you can get my tapes, and the Lord has been possibly dealing with me to open up a larger place in this area, out in the Arkansas, Texas area, to where we can take many more people in, to where we can sort of have the sessions, or if you want to call it, it's not a theological seminary, I don't like those words, but a place where people can be trained to be pastors and be part of this great vision that the Lord God has given unto Susie and myself. Now, Susie has gone on to be with the Lord in April 8th, 1982, but I'm still carrying the mantle, and I can intend to continue on disassociating myself from all people that are not with me. Either you're with the Lord or you're not. All those that are of the Lord, come on. All right? All right, then what? Continue on, please.
Those who are following her doctrine are drinking from her cup and taking the mark already. There is too much apostasy and heresies. Man of God, you are God's messenger in this end-time revival that is ushering our Lord Jesus for his second advent. As God has laid in your heart to spread his message in all you can do, do it. I am also requesting your support both in financial, material, and all around as you are led, for this is my greatest handicap. God will tell you, because he is talking with you in much clearer terms. Man of God, I am requesting one thing from you, that you should take me as your son Sion, and I will never leave you, just as Elisha was with Elijah. My heart is so knitted to yours in a way that only God, who knows every heart and thought, can explain better. Please don't leave me, my father, for I have been in a spiritual disparity. Now that I have found you, by God's mercy, I will not let you go until you position me where God will show you to position me.
Well, the Lord wants all of us to be positioned into His rest, into His Sabbath. And we need to ignore any critics that criticize us. I know we're going to be reading a letter here in just a few minutes that the mother of this young 17-year-old boy does not want him to get any more of my literature because she's afraid that somebody will kill him out on the streets. But the Lord is calling him into the ministry, and if he ignored that and paid attention to his mother, then the Lord would not, he would be unfaithful to the Lord. He'd be disobedient to the calling of the Lord, and therefore disobedience is the same as witchcraft. And this young man is very zealous for the Lord, and he knows that if he's in God's rest, in God's Sabbath, sitting with the Lord in heavenly places, that he doesn't have a thing to worry about. That the Lord so far has kept me going for going on 42 years. Man, it doesn't seem that long, because everything in the body of Christ, everything in the ministry is so exciting, not only for me, but everybody in the ministry that has disassociated themselves from critics that criticize the work of God. Critics need to get themselves busy looking in the Bible to see why we're so much on fire, and need to get a hold of the Lord to find out and to take part in a life that is far surpasses anything in the entire universe, to be filled with the Spirit and washed in the blood of Jesus, and to be part of His service. The Lord is doing mighty things through me and the other people in the ministry throughout the world, and you're missing out on all the fun. This is just about the time that the Lord's going to be coming back to earth again, and we're just kicking Satan's posterior all over the place. And if we are martyred or something like that, that's all right, because within a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be right in the kingdom of heaven. And that's what we're working for in the first place. I mean, there is a world beyond here. This world, the world that we know, is not the final place. We're going to either spend eternity in the kingdom of heaven or in the pit of hell and the lake of fire. So people have to make up their mind on this side of eternity where they are going to spend eternity. And it's our choice. We have a will. You can will to be a help in this vision that the Lord has given me, or you can be a hindrance. You have to choose what you want to do. If you're going to be a hindrance to this work, this vision, well then, you know, no one can fight God and win. You're going to pay for it on Judgment Day. And it's going to be a payment that you're not going to like. And you're going to hate yourself the first second that you're in hell in the lake of fire, because there'll be a knowledge that you're going to be there forever. There are no exit doors in that hell, that burning inferno, that flame. You'll be there forever and ever. And there'll be no rest, no sitting down, no food, no water, no refreshments of any kind, no painkillers, nothing. It's just, it's really something that is beyond words to explain. Same thing with the kingdom of heaven. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it entered the heart of mankind the beautiful things that the Lord has laid away for those that love Him. I mean, that is, love His work, His vision. God has a vision, and He's given that same vision to some of us people here on earth. And many people haven't had the vision, but they know that it's a vision from the Lord, and therefore they've joined us to help. And then, like I said, some have joined up with Satan to hinder. But we're still going, and I'm telling you one thing, that there's a lot of these people that have tried to hinder this work. They're dead now. The Lord just annihilated them. He, at first, gave them some kind of a disease, And then he gave them another disease and tried to deal with them for salvation so they could be healed. But they just wouldn't pay any attention to the word of the Lord. They thought it was foolishness. And the Bible says that the word of God is foolishness to those that are going to hell and the lake of fire. Are you one of those foolish ones? I pray not. I pray that God will enlighten you today and that you'll get saved from this message. So what else does this man say?
I surrender with all of my innermost being. And then he wrote again the next day. It says, God told me last night to write and thank you for granting my request, especially on accepting me as your son. This happened as I picked up two of those literatures.
Well, more than that, my friend, is the Lord, when you accept the Lord as zealous as you are, you become a son of God. That's much more than being my son. The Apostle Paul stated that he had begotten certain people, all the ones that he had won to the Lord, and so therefore he's like their spiritual, he begotten them, but by the Lord, by the word of God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So yes, in view of the fact that you were saved by reading my literature that the Lord gave me, then you've become a son of God, and I have begotten you unto him to be a son of God. And I thank and praise the Lord for your salvation, brother, as well as my own and everyone else that has accepted the Lord through this ministry. Okay, go ahead.
This happened as I picked up two of those literatures and was going over them. The first one was The Secret of Spiritual Defense. As I was going over it, I heard clearly, quote, thank Pastor Olamo for granting your request, unquote.
Well, you know, whatever request I grant, I always pray to the Lord about that, and the Lord did tell me to, and I don't know, I guess you must be on the same wavelength as I am in the Spirit, because the Lord did tell me to grant you some finances, and all the rest of the things that you need, more literature and Bibles, and that is, so long as you're a distributor out in your area, that'll be wonderful. And I do feel like you are related to me very much, because we're all one in the Lord. We have one Spirit and one Lord, one God Almighty. Okay? One gospel, there's not two. There's no private interpretation of the Bible. It means exactly what it says. And, you know, if we, even when it comes to the laws of eating things, a lot of people twist the scriptures because they want to eat pork and all kinds of things like that. The things that the Lord said are an abomination in the Bible. Jesus never ate pork because he's in the New Testament, and he never condoned the eating of it. As a matter of fact, he caused many of them to be to run down a cliff, and he had them choke because it was unlawful. It's illegal. It is not food. And that's why so many people are winding up with leukemia and heart disease and everything, because they're eating fat, which the Lord says not to do. They're eating salami, bologna, pepperoni, and all kinds of other things that are loaded with fat. And even turkey sausage that's loaded with fat. It's turkey fat. The Lord said not to eat fat. Amen?
Amen.
People's arteries are blocked up with them, and the Lord never changed that. Those sheets that came down for Peter, if you'll read that whole chapter, you'll see that these are that not to call any man unclean. These animals were representative of different countries, just like the eagle is representative of the United States. The bear is representative of, we're not to eat eagles. We're not to eat bear, but those different animals and winged fowls, we're not to eat them, but the nations of men that are symbolically represented by these animals, we are not to call the men and women and children of those nations unclean to preach the gospel to them. The Lord had opened the door to the Gentiles to be saved through Cornelius and through the Apostle Peter. All right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what it means. It has nothing to do with eating of meat or anything. This chapter goes on to tell that. And so it's very important to believe the entire Word of God, because that happens to be the law. And the Lord said he never came to do away with the law, that he came to fulfill it. And he did. That means that he kept all the commandments, including the one of the four major things that the Lord said that the Gentiles is one of the four major things that we must observe is the eating laws. And the reason that the entire planet is dying like flies is because they don't observe God's eating laws. Now, okay, so let's go on.
I had to question the voice how that should be, since I have not had any reply. And I heard...
Well, I don't know when this came in. I've never heard this before, and he may think that I'm negligent, but I reply immediately when I hear these letters. So I need to, you need to, in the department that opens the mail, get these very nice testimonies like this to me sooner. I know that we can only do two or three on a program because of the time allocated for each program. We only have an hour. Okay, go ahead.
And I heard him say, "That is my way of doing things." As I was pondering over this, I picked up the second literature, Here I Am, to go over also. And as I read on, I heard clearly, "This literature you are reading is a spiritual mantle that is cast on you, just as Elijah passed and saw Elisha plowing with 12 oxen and cast his mantle on him." I went straight to the scripture to search out how it all happened in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 19 through 21. I saw that this was God speaking to me in his clear terms. "Pastor, I want to say it is so amazing seeing what God is doing in my life since I got in touch with your literature. I am so much thrilled with joy, and I pray you please, Pastor, if I have found grace in your sight, don't leave me alone to myself, else I perish with God's wonderful treasures he has put in me."
Oh, don't worry, brother. I wouldn't do anything like that. As a matter of fact, if you continue on in the Lord and stay in his Sabbath, his rest, he said he will never leave or forsake you. And that is only... The Lord means that only to those that follow him. In the sixth chapter of the book of John, it tells that some people say there's no falling away, but in there, chapter 6, verse 66. Now, that's kind of ironic, 666. There's a bunch of followers of Christ that really were following him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And when he said they had to eat his flesh and drink his blood, they were offended, and they turned away from him. They fell away, they backslid, and they walked with him no more. So when you're, the people tell you that, oh, God, it's impossible to fall away from the Lord, or that to lose your salvation, you could, without, I mean, if you'd have enough chutzpah or enough spiritual intestinal fortitude, you can tell them, sir, you are either a person that is not mature in the scriptures, or you're just a bald-faced liar. Okay, because the Bible, all throughout, I don't see how people could ignore these scriptures. The only way that they can, I believe, is that they're not reading the scriptures. That's why you're so, and you just seem to believe the people that are telling you these lies. Okay, then what else?
I'm ready to do whatever God will tell you that should that you should ask me to do.
Well, the Word tells you exactly what to do. Stay in his rest. Walk according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Walk by the Spirit and let the Lord lead, guide, and direct you. I can't tell you exactly what the Lord wants. For I know that he wants you to stay in the Spirit. I know he wants you to walk according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and not again after the law of sin and death. Just stay away from sin. Sabbaths from all that, rest from all that, and stay in the Spirit of the Lord. Sit with him in heavenly places, and he'll tell you what to do. The Bible says that he, the Spirit, will teach you all things. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, he says that you do need teachers, and I'm not a novice, so I can teach. And I do teach. And I'll be glad to just keep writing these letters, and I'll answer your questions if you... Maybe the Lord wants you to just learn from me, and that's fine. I'm with you 100%. So and that goes for everyone out there in radio land, television land, wherever. Just call write or email. And our email is?
alamoministries.com.
And you have a phone number?
Yes. 479-782-7370.
Or we have an address where you can mail to us.
Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505.
Mention that again.
Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505.
Okay, then what?
As a brief testimony of my life, I have never had a real father to nurture me both physically and spiritually for my 36 years I am now.
Well, now you have a heavenly father, and then one of the Lord's helpers, and I'll sure help you along, you know, because the Lord talks to me, and if he's your heavenly father, and I believe he is, he'll talk to you as well. The Lord doesn't have second-class sons. You're a son of God now, and God is your father. Amen?
Amen.
And he talked to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and he talked to Nehemiah and told him what to do. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Since my conversion, 12 years now, I have never been to any theological institute or Bible seminary.
You're better off. All right, then what?
I have worked with more than 10 pastors who will not agree with what God gives me as revelation.
Well, then they don't agree. I don't know what your revelations are except through to me, but they must agree, not necessarily with you, because I don't know that all your revelations, what they are, but they must agree with the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Otherwise, they're not going to get into the kingdom of heaven. We must agree with the Lord if we want to receive salvation and healing and blessings and to be blessed, to have some form of prosperity so that we don't have any want. The Lord doesn't say He'll give us everything we want, but that we don't have, but He'll give us what we need. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what else? So you won't have any need, is what I mean. Okay, then go ahead.
God has been teaching me, and in a very hard way. That is why, like Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 12, that he certifies that the gospel he preached was not after men, for he did not receive it from man, nor was taught, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Right. This is a called vessel of the Lord, like myself. But we will learn from each other. Paul studied for 17 years, and he sought the Lord for 17 years, and then he began being part of the church, all right? And we still have to be a corporate body, so don't let anybody think that you can just be a part of the body of Christ without being in the body of Christ, in the church, which is the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem. We are the New Jerusalem. We are the kingdom of heaven, members of Christ's body, sons of God. All right, and that's true. I was, when I was in prison for the gospel's sake, a group of people that came from this church out here, what's the name of the church out nearby? Fairland, supposed to be Christian church, and I said, you know, Jesus is God. They said, Jesus is not God. I said, well, you're not mature, my friend, in the Lord. Jesus is God. The Bible says that He created everything. He was always boasting about how many buildings He's built around the Texarkana area, and they're in a town called Fauk, Arkansas. And I said, Jesus is God. He said, He's not. I said, He is. You know, we can go back and forth all night long. I was in prison for what they said was an IRS thing, but that wasn't true. We pay our taxes. And they had a bunch of paid witnesses. They bribed and paid witnesses, told them they'd send them out of the country. One woman from Sweden. they said they'd take her home, which she loved dearly. It was Les Brown, the orchestra leader's old house, and that they'd send her back to Sweden, never let her come back unless she testified falsely against me. But anyway, these people were so unscriptural, and they also are against having black people in the church. Say now, blackbirds go with blackbirds. Canaries go with canaries. You never see them associating with each other. Well, we're not birds. We're supposed to be the sons of God. Amen?
Amen.
And the sons of God, no matter what color they are, we associate with each other. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that right? We're all one body, not a black body and a white body and a yellow body and a red body and a beige body and a brown body. We're all one. And I know for sure that in the kingdom of heaven, we're all the same color. We're gold, golden colored. Like, we're not made out of gold, but we are like gold, but we have a golden hue to our skin. So no matter how black you are or how white you are or red, we're all going to look the same because we're the same body. Amen?
Amen.
All right, and then what?
John also says, "The anointing we have received of him teaches us all things, and we do not need that any should teach us, but what the anointing teaches us is truth and not a lie."
Yes, but the Bible does say also that the Lord has provided pastors, prophets, teachers, and preachers. We don't need anybody to tell us that we do need teachers. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible tells us that we do need teachers, tutors, and governors, and even the Lord placed himself under tutors and governors until the fullness of the time, when God called him into the ministry. And so you need tutors, governors, and teachers and preachers, evangelists and helpers, because we need to help each other. If we all have the same vision, there are some, again, that I say that were raised up to help us, and then there's some people that use the scriptures wrong in order to hinder us. We will do much more by being one body, in one spirit, one God, using the scriptures correctly than it would be. We don't need anybody to tell us that we need to have teachers. We don't need anybody to teach us that we need teachers, preachers, evangelists, because we have the Word of God that says we have to. You understand?
Amen.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. So the Spirit teaches us that we must have prophets, pastors, teachers, preachers, evangelists, and helpers. So why do we need anybody to tell us that? We have that in the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So don't let anybody twist that scripture for you, my friend. All right, then what?
"I believe with all of my heart that God has placed his mighty mantle on you, pastor, to distribute to his end-time servants who are willing to follow his leadership in their lives. If I have found such a grace in his sight, then, pastor, he has given you a responsibility. I have a lot of persecutions for such mighty revelations from God."
Well, I don't know what your mighty revelations are, but I've had a lot of mighty signs, wonders, revelations, dreams and dream visions and visions right in front of my eyes with my eyes wide open. But I do know that I'm not anything unless I'm in the body of Christ and unless I'm around all the people that the Lord has called that have the same vision that I do, or that is the same vision that the Lord has, because the vision that the Lord has is the vision I have, and I pray that all of you have the same vision as well. Okay, so I can see. I'd like to hear what these signs and wonders are, because I believe you're receiving one of the scriptures there at least wrongly, that you don't need teachers or prophets and pastors and teachers, preachers, evangelists, and helpers. You need them all, my friend. You need to be in the body of Christ. We need each other. Okay? Otherwise, we're going to be the great minority in this world, not blacks or beige or Jews, but, you know, just one of us will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. And if it goes up like that all the time, three will chase how many? 10,000, amen? 10,000, that would be 100,000. And then four would be a million, okay? And then five would be what? 10 million? Is that what?
Yes.
And then 6 would be what?
100 million.
100 million. And 7 would be what?
1 billion.
1 billion. And with 8 of us, that would be 10 billion. And I've been told that there's only 5 or 6 billion people here on Earth. And so, you know, 8 of us couldn't do it, and the rest of you can go home. Now, I'm just, the Lord wants the whole body in action. We need your help. We need you to all be partakers of the Lord's vision and our vision here. So join us and be thankful to the Lord that you've been shown the right way to go. Praise the Lord. Okay, then what?
Even as Paul said, a thorn was given to his flesh, so I too. Pastor, once more I say thank you for accepting me as your son Sion, which is of a greater price than the financial and material support, which are secondary. Thank you a lot for having such an intuition from God. While looking forth to hearing from you what the Lord has laid in you for me, I remain your humble son, Vitalis, from Southwest Province, Cameroon, Africa.
All right, praise the Lord. And now you have one more letter?
Yes. This is from...
This is, tell them about that, this letter, who it's from.
This is from a 17-year-old boy. His name is Nicholas. He's been distributing Pastor Lama's literature in New York, and his mother has written in several times asking to please stop sending him literature because he's out distributing it every day on the streets and he's going to end up getting killed.
No, none of our people have ever been killed on the streets. This is going on 42 years now. And no one so far has been killed, and we've got all kinds of children that love to distribute literature, and the Lord will build a wall of fire around and about him. He's done it all these years, and he's only 17, he needs to disassociate himself from the ideas of his mother. He doesn't need to disassociate himself from her, but from everything that she's not of the spiritual realm. And when there's no fear in Christ Jesus, and this young man is not fearful, I'd like Sharon to come forth here and read Nehemiah 6:3. Now, here's a man, Nehemiah disassociated himself. In this scripture here, they tried to get him to stop doing what he was doing, just like this young man. It's amazing that the Lord gave me this scripture before I even heard this letter. But this is, they wanted him to stop building the wall, and he just didn't pay any attention to them whatsoever. He was rebuilding Jerusalem. Now go ahead and read that.
And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down.
Yeah, in other words, this is what that young man should tell his mother. I am doing a great work for the Lord, and I cannot come down to your level. Okay, I called by the Lord, and I'm out here on the streets doing what the Lord tells me to do, to try to win souls and distributing literature, because they do win souls. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Why should the work cease while
Why should the work that the Lord has given me to do cease? While what?
Whilst I leave it and come down to you.
Yeah, while I leave it and come to you, Mama. What are you doing for the Lord? Nothing. You're trying to stop the work of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So this calls for disassociation from that type of thought. Amen?
Amen.
We have to do what the Lord says to do. Right?
Right.
Okay. And then... read Genesis 12:1.
Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy
country.
This
is why God told Abraham also to disassociate himself from his family, his country, where he lived, and everything. This is just amazing that the Lord gave me these two scriptures before the message at all. So the Lord told him to get away from your home, get away from your family, get away from all these people, because they're going to criticize you. Okay? And you don't need that. Okay, listen, go read it again.
Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred.
Disassociate yourself.
And from thy father's house unto a land that I will show
thee. And go away from your father's house to a land that I will show you, to a work that I'm going to show you that I want you to do. All right? So we have to disassociate ourselves from all negativism and all people that are negative and that criticize what we're doing. Amen?
Amen.
Otherwise, we have to have that vision that the Lord called us to do and totally separate ourselves. That's what means consecration. Separate ourselves from the worldly people. We can witness to them and testify to them, but we're not to join them or let them distract us from the vision that the Lord has called us to follow. Now, you're going to go with us and help us, or you're going to be like this mother to try to hinder the boy. He's going to get killed. No, God will kill you if you don't stop it. Amen?
Amen.
Because there's many people that have tried to hinder me from, and many other people in this church, from preaching the gospel, and God took their lives. All right? And so you can come back over here and start reading some more of this young man's letter. Amen?
Amen.
Why should I stop building the temple of God, the house of God, the walls of Jerusalem, and come down and talk to you? Who are you? Okay, I listen to God. Tell me, do you think that you're greater than God? I think that I take issue with that, and I'm sure the Lord does, all right, who created heaven and the earth and the fullness thereof. Okay, continue on.
Dear Pastor Lomo, God bless you for your work in bringing the world to Jesus.
This is a 70-year-old boy. But he's in the Spirit, I can tell you that. And what?
Jesus said, quote, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Yeah,
amen.
He's talking to people that are in the body of Christ, not professing Christians that are full of false doctrine and people that are that have fallen away from the Lord. The Apostle Paul stated in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that there would be a great falling away, just as the people in John 6:66, John chapter 6 verse 66 says that there was a multitude of followers that fell away from him and walked with him no more, when he said, you must eat my flesh, which means to read my word, the Spirit, and drink my blood, which is a symbolic of the Spirit of God as well. To be covered in the blood of Jesus at all times. And to then the Bible goes on to tell us that we must be in him and he in us. And if we're resting with him, and which means the Sabbath with him, every day of the year, all day long, and that sitting with him in heavenly places, we can't fall. Because when we're resting or Sabbathing with him, we are, this is where we get the power, the grace. The law came with Moses, but grace and truth, which means power to stand, and truth came with Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, I will prevail. Amen?
Amen.
I will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven in prayer, and to be able to receive, if I'm in the Lord, if I'm resting with him in Sabbath, I can penetrate. I'm penetrated already into the throne room of the Lord, and I'm able to receive whatsoever I ask. This, I hear these preachers saying that all these people that are sitting in their congregations, and they, one minute they say they're all sinners and that no one's perfect, and then they say that they can receive anything they want, and yet they're all poverty stricken, most of them, and that just isn't possible. The Lord says that in order to get the things that the Lord has provided for us, we must be in his rest, in his Sabbath. He says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, that you've got all these troubles and fears and persecutions and all the trials and tribulations that you have, and I will give you rest or Sabbath to your souls. You will not have to be concerned at all about these persecutions, But we need to keep on running. Amen?
Amen.
We have to keep on running. We have to keep in the Sabbath. We have to keep away from sin, from Satan, from the world, from our lusts, from the flesh. And there's nothing that can mortify our flesh, because we are our biggest enemy. The devil will use our flesh to dwell in. But if we're in the Spirit, Satan cannot draw himself out of our flesh. If we're not in the Lord's Sabbath, well, Satan will come to draw us out, because in our flesh is no good thing. But inside of us is the Spirit of the Lord. And the Lord tells us in His Word that Satan will come and try to bring us out, to bring the satanic powers that are in the flesh. But if we're resting in the Lord and sitting with Him in heavenly places, that's where we have God's power in us, and where Satan is not able to draw anything out of us. The Lord said that Satan has nothing inside me. And we have to, the Bible tells us that we have to be just like Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
I have written down a scripture on that we have to be just like Jesus. And I don't know if we have time to read it. I'm trying to locate it here in my notes. I believe it's, we have to walk as Jesus did. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. Come and read that, please. We have to walk just like Jesus walked. And how did He walk? In the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And then there's nothing in Him of Satan if you're in the Spirit. So therefore, we're perfect. There's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, or the law of the Spirit of life. In other words, there's a law for to have life. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. All right? And so we must be like Him, not an imitation of Him. The Lord doesn't like imitations. He wants us to be one in Him, and He wants to be in us. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so read that scripture.
He that saith he abideth in Him.
He that says that he lives in Him. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked.
Yeah, if you're in Him, then you'll walk like Jesus did. That's in the Spirit, and you won't have any problems at all whatsoever. Because the Lord will tell you what's what every minute of the day. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Let's see. I might have another one here. 1 John 3:21. Read that.
Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God.
Yeah, and our heart will condemn us if we're not living in the Sabbath with the Lord. Sabbath means that we're Sabbath away from sin, Satan, the lust of the flesh, and just giving your entire self over to the Lord. You can't be in the world or in your lust or your flesh and be perfect. But in the Lord, you are perfect. And a lot of people look at you and say, you're not perfect. You're just like us. You're a human being. Just like they said to Jesus, that all you are is a carpenter. But He was begotten by the Holy Spirit. And if you also now are begotten by the Holy Spirit, because you're born again, all right? That's why we're not perfect before. That's why we need to be born all over again, but by the Spirit this time, so that we don't sin. You got it out there? All right, praise the Lord. All right, so read the next verse.
Okay. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments.
Yes, and we can't keep His commandments unless we're in His Spirit, in His Sabbath, in His rest. We need to be baptized into His rest. We need the baptism in the Holy Spirit, or else we cannot stand. We have to be baptized into the most holy place. We must be sitting with Christ in heavenly places. Amen. Okay. Now let's continue on with this young man's letter. I don't know whether we're going to be able to do any of this. Here I am, because the Lord just takes over, and that's the way I like it.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
I also hope the Lord will send forth more laborers because more people need to hear the word of the Lord.
Well, the Lord will call them, but he uses us to preach the gospel to people. The Lord isn't going to. He said, you are my messengers, you are my instruments, and I want to live in you and through you. So if we don't get out there, contrary to what your mother wants, and we don't preach to them, then how can anybody be saved if we're not sent? Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says we have to be sent. Amen. A lot of people are out there that aren't sent by the Lord, but they're sent by Satan, and they're preaching the wrong word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
I request literature to distribute and contribute to this great work of God, and I will pray for you in your ministry. Your brother in Christ, Nicholas. P.S. Jesus is so awesome and powerful! Exclamation point. Check this out.
Yes, all power in heaven and earth belongs to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And we have it. The Bible says that we have that power only in his rest, in his Sabbath. When we've put down everything in this world and just given ourselves unto him and let him control us by the Holy Spirit. But we must will and we must control ourselves to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. We must discipline ourselves to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. To be led by the Spirit is how we become perfect, as the Lord commands. Be ye perfect. Amen?
Amen.
Be ye holy, for I am holy, the Lord says. And that's where you get the grace or the power. The power means, grace means power, to overcome. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. All power and wisdom. So without Christ, God doesn't have any power or wisdom. Christ is the power and wisdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in him we are more than conquerors. And you can be a conqueror today yourself by just saying a simple prayer that I'll be reading and instructing you into at the end of this service. Okay, then go ahead.
John chapter 21, verse 25. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Hallelujah. Exclamation point. Jesus also said that with God nothing shall be impossible. Exclamation point.
Yeah, if we're with God, I mean in his Sabbath, his rest, in baptized into his spiritual realm, to be with the Lord, it's much better. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Also, quote, being confident of this very thing, that he, Jesus Christ the Lord, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform
See,
it.
See, Christ is doing the work in us. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're in his Spirit. He's in us, by the Spirit in us. And so it's him doing the work. That's why all these people are getting in trouble in the Bible where they say, Lord, Lord, did we not do a great and mighty work? Did we do a great and mighty work? Yeah, that's the problem. You did it, and it wasn't me. So therefore, it wasn't a work of God. And that's where so many people get tripped up. They go to theological cemeteries. They've never, I call it cemeteries, as Susie did. It's seminaries. And they just kill people. And they never, ever got saved. And because of the fact you're not saved, there's still time for you to be saved, brothers. I want you to be a brother in the Lord and a sister in the Lord. And the Lord wants you to rest with him. Rest from all your, you know, people learn the Bible mentally, but Christ by the Spirit must live inside your mind, your heart and soul. You must know the Lord, or he'll say, I never knew you, and you'll not be able to enter the kingdom of God. Okay, go ahead.
He, Jesus Christ the Lord, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, unquote.
Right. If you're in his Sabbath, in his rest, he'll perform everything that he wants to do in and through you until it's time to be taken up into heaven. Amen?
Amen.
You can't get there any other way. All right? You can't get into heaven if there's sin on your soul, because the Bible says there's no more forgiveness for you if you go back into sin. Christ died once, and he's not going to die for you or anybody else again. All right? Then what?
Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. end quote, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure, unquote. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Also, quote, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel, Philippians chapter 1, verse 17. And, quote, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, unquote.
Yeah, through him, if we're with him in his rest, in his Sabbath, then what?
Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I read your newsletter, quote, God taught me the secret of spiritual defense, unquote, and I hope God uses you to defend the gospel. God bless you.
Well, that's he is, and he. I pray that he'll continue using you to the end. Now, Sharon, you have 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Yeah, we didn't get to do here I am. Okay, go ahead.
Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord.
See, the Lord says to disassociate yourself. Amen?
Amen.
From anyone that would distract you, right?
Right.
Then what? That's consecration. Then what?
And touch not the unclean thing.
Right. You have to be in God's Sabbath to do that in his rest. Then what?
And I will receive you.
Then I'll receive you, okay?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. I see our time is over. And gosh, I wish I could stay on the air here for about another 5 hours. But those of you that want to get into the Lord's rest so that the Lord will receive you, he's right there. Just say this prayer to him and say it with your heart and soul. God is the Spirit, and those that worship him must worship them with their spirit, in spirit and in the truth, in his word. And we must be in his spirit and his power. His spirit is the power. Now just say these words to the Lord. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me. And thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know I'm saved. Now just raise your hands up and praise the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, anyway, we're going to try to do Here I Am, Part 5, tomorrow. So tune in for sure, because there's always good food and good drink from the kingdom of heaven for you. Until tomorrow, God bless you. This is Pastor Tony Alamo, World Pastor Tony Alamo, if you will, saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.